Hi, it's Amy. I'm Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I'm doing this series on how to be friends with money, and we are continuing that. Let's see, what can I tell you? I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help you do extraordinary things. I help you accomplish your goals. I help you manifest your desires into form. You get my brilliant intuition and my 10,000 hours of wisdom, manifesting wisdom, to support you. So consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right. Let's talk about manipulation. I touched on it in the previous podcast in this series, but if you want to be friends with money, stop using manipulation to meet your needs or to get what you want. And what manipulation looks like: sob stories, excuses, I'm a good person, I'm spiritual, I can't make money. People in my industry don't do that. Those are all forms of manipulating the energy around you in a negative way to meet your needs, right? That means you want somebody to come in and solve the problem for you. Again, if you hear me say this and you're starting to feel weird, don't. Just be like, oh, I kind of do that. What if I use my energy in a different way? And played out some of these? Of course, that's why it's on this list. But you don't have to. And there are other ways in which you can use your energy to move you forward, right? To move you forward in a very empowering way. So you don't have to use manipulation to meet your needs. Just stop, right? There is always a way for you to make the money you want to make. There is always a way for your needs to be met. And now in saying this, I'm not saying, oh, you don't use a program or some type of assistance or, you know, you can, of course, use it, but don't use it from the perspective of, oh, woe is me. Use it from, hey, this is available for me. I qualify for this. Of course, I'm going to take advantage of this stream of money or resource, right? That's it. That is all. You don't have to do the stories. You don't have to do the excuses. You don't have to build a storyline in your mind that essentially keeps you from taking full and complete responsibility for your life. I think this is a theme right now. You don't have to live that way. Now, can you take the manipulation route? Yeah. But then you're always in a state of manipulating. You're always trying to scheme. You're always trying to get somebody to take over the responsibility for you. And what it does is that if you're doing so much of that while trying to do something really fucking cool in your life, it starts to distort what you think is possible, you know? Whereas you can take a very straightforward approach and say, I am going to create this for myself. I believe that it's possible for me to have these things. And I'm going to do everything in my power to create that. That puts all the fullness of your energy behind your desire. It's not split on, oh, I got to. And again, one more time, you can use programs. You can use, you know, ways in which that reduce your costs. Maybe it's the healthcare program, or maybe you did some of the COVID relief stuff. You can use all of that. By all means, use it. But you can also create for yourself as well and hold firm to that. And they're not working against each other, and don't feel bad about it. Like, just acknowledge you are where you are, right? You know, we don't need the stories. The woe is me stories don't serve us well. And yes, we all have hard times. Like, I am not denying there have been definitely hard times in my life. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen. And yes, you do deserve the grace that shows up in however way it shows up. It might be a program. It might be support from a friend. It might be, you deserve all of that, but you can still create for yourself, right? So maybe that present moment that you were in, you needed those programs. You needed that support. You needed those resources, but you can get strong so that you don't need them. So that you need you. Even in that situation, you needed you. You had to show up and be receptive to those gifts. You can be receptive to the gifts of earning. You can be receptive to the gifts of creating something. You can be receptive to the gifts of a better employment opportunity. Stay in your point of power. You don't have to cipher off, steal from someone else's power to get your needs met. And I don't care what your background is, right? We all have to, you'll hear, I'm going to say it to you again, we all have to figure out our own way there. We can't copy anybody else. So there really is no limitations other than the limitations that we allow to stick around, right? The ones that we believe and buy into and let hang out in our energy field and we create from. You can choose to take up that belief at any given time and say, get behind me, Satan. I'm not playing that game with myself anymore. You get to be in power. You don't have to go into victimhood to get your needs met. And even if you hear this podcast and you're like, yeah, Amy, I recognize I do that. Don't feel bad. Don't feel shame. Don't feel guilt. Like, if you do feel shame and guilt, like, let it pass through you. Acknowledge that's what you're feeling. And then say, what if there's a better way? What if there is a better way? And then follow the insights that show up as a result of you being open to a better way. That's the way it goes. And stay rooted in it. It's very easy. I see people often when I'm coaching, they'll be like, yes, Amy, I'm on fire. And then they fall back into old ways of being. Okay, that happens. We get off track. Get back on. That's it. Get back on. That's it. All right, my loves. You don't have to use manipulation to get what you want, to get your needs met. There's always a way to create the resources that you need and be where you're at in any given moment and know that you can create another moment for yourself that is more powerful. If you're looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And sign up for my newsletter, go to my website, and I will send you 2 intuitive messages a week that you can use on your spiritual journey. Thank you for listening to this program.